Philly's home for old school, 100.3. Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson. Deanna's New Orleans, but she's here via the telephone. We also have a very, very super special guest on the line as well. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning, Derek. I'm thrilled because we have joining us a singer-songwriter who is also an Emmy Award-nominated actress and an entrepreneur, a mother and a wife, a daughter and a sister of maybe 13 siblings. Welcome, Rhonda Ross, right?
Wow, that made me tired just listening to that.
Rhonda, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I really am. I'm doing great. It's funny listening to that list of things you said, but, you know, I feel energized and good and juggling a lot like a lot of women, but excited all as well.
Well, we're thrilled because you are coming to the Philadelphia area. You will be performing in New Hope, and we wanted to give a heads up to our listeners who appreciate, like we do, fine artistry, and tell us about your upcoming show.
Oh, I'm really excited about it. For the past couple years, the people who have been following my music know that it has evolved quite a bit. When I started playing music, I was playing almost exclusively with my husband, the great jazz pianist Rodney Kendrick, and the music was much more straight ahead jazz. I come out of an Abbey Lincoln style of jazz, very storytelling. But in the last couple years, it's evolved, and it now includes some neo soul, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of gospel up in there. So I'm really, really excited for what I'll have to show people at the Razz Room.
Wait, tell us the venue again.
The Razz Room, RRAZZ, in New Hope. It's a new venue, and it's going to be a beautiful room, and it's going to be a great night.
What's the date?
The date is Saturday, March 15, a week from yesterday. Saturday, March 15, 8 p.m. show.
8 p.m. show. We want to encourage everybody to come. In fact, I'm going to do my very best. I'm in New Orleans, as Derek has been announcing this morning. Mm-hmm. But I want to come see you because I've seen your videos. I've seen you online. I've seen you perform, not live. And I think this is a great opportunity for the Delaware Valley to come out and support you. And as you said, you've evolved. What caused this evolution, Rhonda?
You know, growing up, as you mentioned, I'm a mom. I'm a mom to a 4.5-year-old. I've been married 15 years to my husband, Rodney Kendrick, and you know, life happens, and hopefully one continues to grow and mature and see that life from a different perspective, a broader perspective. I understand now the responsibilities, one, of an adult, and specifically a woman and a mother, and what it takes to love in that kind of way, and also what it takes to take care of myself. I can't give to my husband or my child or my society without first making sure that I have the reserves. So my music is really about love of self, love of others, romantic love, love from a mother to a child, and also love of God, love from God and to God, and how to continue to replenish that relationship so that we, as women specifically, can be strong enough to keep this earth spinning, because I really do think that's our job.
I agree. I agree.
Yes. Was it challenging overcoming growing up in such a musically talented family? Or just having those parents, first of all, did you feel like the bar was set kind of high? Or
my mother, specifically, because she really was such a hands-on mother for me and my siblings, despite the enormity of her career, she somehow made us believe that we were worthy in our own right. You know, we were worthy human beings just by being human beings. we were not worthy because we were her children, and we were not worthy if we couldn't have the career that she had. So she really encouraged us to follow our dreams, follow our passions, do the best we can do, be the best us we could be, as kind of cliche as that sounds. Now, as a mother, I realize how important that is. So I never felt that I was in her shadow or I had to live up to something she had already done. There is only one Diana Ross in this world. But dig it, there's only one Rhonda Ross in this world.
I know that's right. I know that's
so
right.
I just get to be me, do what I do, say what I have to say, sing the songs I need to sing, write the songs that I want to share, and I just keep it at that. And I have to tell you, that has allowed me to be grounded, be myself, not try to fake like I'm anything other than myself. And it's really been an important realization for me.
You must be proud of your siblings, though, because what, Evan is an accomplished actor, Tracy, another accomplished actress.
Yes.
Your brother, Red Fu, a big hit record, a recording artist, performer. What was it like growing up in your house?
Well, you have to keep in mind, Red Fu, who I know of as Stefan, right? He's my brother, my younger brother on my father's side. So my father has 8 children, and Barry Gordon, he has 8 children, and I'm second to youngest, and Red Fu is the youngest. So we weren't raised really in the same household, though, of course, you know, we're still close as siblings from different mothers in this case are. But in my mother's case, she has 5 children. She gave birth to 5 children. And those 5, as you mentioned, I'm the oldest of those 5. And then there's Tracy Ellis Ross, Chudney Ross, Ross Ness, and then Evan, he was born Evan Ness, but he goes by Evan Ross. His stage name is Evan Ross. And then for that matter, one of my mother's husbands, Arna Ness, had 3 children. So they're my stepkids.
And one of them is
a performer, Leona Ness. So yeah, I have a lot of siblings and I'm proud of them of their careers, but I'm mostly proud of who they are. I really think my siblings are amazing people. I think they're great. They're beautiful spirits, beautiful souls. They're giving and loving and smart, and we support each other. We laugh a lot together. As adults, we are still we still love being together. We still plan our vacations together. And now I have a child, and my sister Chudney has a 17-month-old. And so now the grandkids are coming in, and we really enjoy each other. We really do. They're great people.
Well, Rhonda,
yes.
It sounds like you have a balanced life. We commend you for having this amazing family, but more importantly for you. I love what you said. You said, I am Rhonda Ross, and girl, I am not mad at you because you are the truth. This coming Saturday, New Hope, tell us the name of the venue again.
The venue is called the Raz Room, 2 R's, A-double-Z, the Raz Room in New Hope, Pennsylvania, 8 p.m. on Saturday, March 15. And if I can give a quick shout-out,
sure.
I've been going from city to city and meeting up with local musicians. So I'm actually using piano, bass, and drums out of Philly. So I have Luke O'Reilly on piano, Nimrod. You do?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, so he's gonna be on piano, Nimrod Speaks on bass, and Anwar Marshall on drums. And so I want to just give them a quick shout-out because they're Philly's own.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we love that you're using Philly musicians.
Yeah, I love that. And I remember seeing Luke O'Reilly at Warm Daddy's all the time. But that's not your only Philly connect, right? Your husband is from the area.
Rodney Kendrick and his whole family. He's a great pianist. If you don't know him, you should Google him, too. Rodney Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. And he's born in Philly. He wasn't raised there, but he's born in Philly, and his whole maternal side is there.
Now, I really love your Philly connect and using local live artists.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I've loved doing this, I have to say. I've been meeting the most amazing musicians from city to city everywhere I go. And I write, as you mentioned, I'm a singer-songwriter, so the majority of the music people will hear are my own songs. And to hear new musicians and great musicians playing my music has been really such a treat.
And your website, Rhonda, if people want to keep up
Thank
with you.
Thank you. Well, I mentioned earlier there's only one Rhonda Ross, so my website is The Rhonda Ross. RhondaRoss.com. V-T-H-E, RhondaRoss.com. RhondaRoss, like Sam. And for people who want to be in communication with me on social media, I'm the Rhonda Ross everywhere else, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all those places.
I'm signing up now. Rhonda Ross, thank you so much for joining Derek Sampson and myself on Social Sunday. It is our pleasure. We want to encourage everybody to come out and see you this coming Saturday.
I really appreciate
it. Old School 100.3.